You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Has anyone invented some kind of like virtual haircut solution yet? It's like we're all stuck in the 1980s. I now know what my dad's hair must have looked like when he was younger, and I am not digging the feathered hair look and the beginning of a mullet. It just kind of feels like we're going like back in time. I just hope bell bottoms are not the next big thing. Of course, the 1960s gave way to some of the greatest singer-songwriters of all time. One of my favorites is Carole King. She's an incredible songwriter whose life and songs were turned into a Tony Award-winning musical called Beautiful. It is one of my favorite musicals. This is Beautiful from, well, Beautiful.
You've got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the
does feel a bit like the movie Groundhog Day, doing the same thing over and over again each day, Carole King reminds us to show the love in our hearts and to get up every morning with a smile on our face. We are all beautiful in our own way. Even the Princess and the Frog story tells us to look at the beauty within and to find the joy in the journey we take. My next guest has had an amazing journey so far, from starring in Broadway School of Rock and has a movie coming out soon. Let's welcome Gianna Harris to the Early Night Show.
Hey, Gianna. Thank you so much for being here today. How have you been doing since quarantine?
I've been doing good. Taking some time to myself, you know. Hope you're doing great.
Thank you. Has there been anything positive that has come out of being home for the past several weeks?
Yes, I do believe just staying home to make sure that we're keeping my family safe and other people safe. That's definitely a positive. But also, I've written some songs, and I've read a couple books. So, yeah.
Yay. I know that a lot of people take some online classes during this time. Have you found any classes that you're enjoying currently?
I've done a couple dance classes, but I do want to talk about the Broadway Star Project. They're having the callback challenge really soon.
And what is the callback challenge?
So basically, every, I think it's Sunday, you have a class and they teach you how to go through the process of callbacks and auditions. And they teach you how to prepare your song, prepare your acting, and stuff like that. And it's really, really fun. And I'm so excited to do it.
That seems like a lot of fun. And I heard that you're now in a music group, right?
Yes, I am in a girls group. We're called Enjoy the Journey. And we are an R&B and soul group. And I'm so excited for the quarantine to be over so I can start working with them again.
That is so cool. You can do Zoom calls.
Yeah, we have. It's so much fun.
Yeah. It seems like a lot of fun. Currently, because of quarantine, we're not able to leave our houses. So thank goodness for Zoom. But are there any places that you would like to go to after the quarantine is lifted?
I don't believe that there's like places, but I definitely want to go back to the city to hang out with all my friends. I really do miss my friends. We talk every night, but I can't wait to like be in person with them again.
I miss the city too and my friends, but I'm happy you're here and you guys sing a song for us.
Yes, I am.
Hey, what song do you want to sing?
I'm gonna sing Almost There from The Princess and the Frog.
Oh, I love that song. What made you choose it?
It is one of my favorite songs. It's my favorite Disney movie, and I always wanted to be Tiana, so this is like my little chance too.
It's my favorite Disney movie too, and I think you would be incredible as Tiana.
Thank you.
I think I'm ready whenever you are.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Mama, I don't got time for dancing. That's just gonna have to wait a while.
Thank you so much, Gianna, for letting us be a part of your journey. You can follow her on Instagram at the Gianna Harris. You know, I'm kind of enjoying this great pause. I mean, I can grow my hair out, play outside, play music whenever I want. I don't think I want to grow up.
I want to grow up. I don't want to grow up. sorry.
Oh, hey, Alice.
Hey, can I be in the episode?
Sure. I just got to finish the song.
Okay. Well, I'm not going anywhere. I can't.
Quarantined?
I have been doing all right. I mean, I think like most artists in this situation and this craziness, I'm just trying to stay as creative as I possibly can. You know, I think luckily, as was the theme in a previous early night show episode, like we're all in this together. So we're here just sort of to support each other, to stimulate one another and what we're doing, how we're sort of keeping our instruments active. So it could be worse. It's not ideal, but I think that we're lucky to have each other.
Yeah. Although it's not ideal, has there been anything positive that's come out of being stuck in quarantine?
Yes, absolutely. I have really gotten to just reconnect with a lot of family back home in Massachusetts, because when I've been here in Manhattan just working and going, it's something that sort of flies over my head to really just stay connected with people who aren't in my world right now. But now that that's sort of opened up, it's been really, really good to be able to talk with extended family and just really take a breather and focus on that.
Because you said that you're stuck right now in Manhattan, are there any places that you can't wait to go visit as soon as it's safe?
Ugh, you know I want to go back to the Disney store.
Oh, yeah.
as soon as I can. That'll be interesting. I mean, obviously any theater and performance scenes for work and for entertainment and just for soul food, I guess. But really just freedom to take walks and just enjoy the nature, enjoy the outside. I think it's definitely something that we take for granted in the city, in a space that's so industrialized, but we have it. We have it all here. And I can't wait to get back to that.
Yeah, me too. I know that you're grown up now, but as you were saying, speaking of entertainment, you were a child actor like me. What was it like kind of growing up in the business?
I enjoyed every second. And when I found that there was a time that I wasn't, that was when I had to step back, talk with my parents and just really think about that. And it was a really good period of trial and error in terms of what do I like? What do I enjoy about this? What do I wish were different? And how can I make this a part of my life in the future in a way that is sustainable and in a way that will keep me happy, keep me going? But I learned a lot about myself, and I think I owe a lot of that to just the incredible support I got from mentors and other people who had been around for much longer, who were just kind of there offering empathy and advice and support, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for them.
Do you have any advice for kids who are now at the age where they're growing up?
I do. It would fall in line with what I just said, really. Try everything. You know, see what areas of the art and the craft you enjoy. Like I didn't think I would ever try directing or writing, and that's something that I was encouraged to do. Like, you know, be a part of this world and be a part of this art form in more ways than just one. You know, I mean, you're the walking example of that. Like you play the instrument. You're a composer, you perform, you know, and so I think that's something that a lot of people who are not even just kids, but anyone going into the entertainment world for the first time should really consider. You know, branch out, try all the things, because you might have a lot more to offer than you think at the start.
Thank you so, so much, Ellis, for joining me today.
Yes, it was so nice to see you here Zoom. Yes, miss you. I miss people.
Yes. We'll see you soon.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you all so much for joining us at the Early Night Show Virtual Edition Corona Cabaret. Thank you so much to my wonderfully talented guests, Gianna Harris and Ellis Gage. And to you, our audience, for being a part of the Early Night Show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. Also, if you are or know of a student whose show was canceled or postponed because of COVID-19, they have a chance to perform their canceled songs on our show. Just send an email to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com and include your name, social media handle, and a link to a video of you singing. We hope to show your talents off to the world. You can find The Early Night Show wherever podcasts are found, and videos of our episodes on theearlynightshow.com. And let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the Actors Fund. Stay healthy and wash your hands.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.